small iced latte for here.
I'm not going to embarrass myself by admitting how much I spend on coffee.
How much is that?
But let's just say it's a fair chunk of my monthly budget.
$4.96. Thank you so much.
Americans like me are addicted to coffee. It's big business. $30 billion a year. But one hot part of that market is actually on ice. Sales of cold brew coffee boomed last year. According to consumer research firm Mintel, they were up 115% from the year before. Cold brew is coffee that's never been hot.
So steeped under refrigeration for 24 hours.
Here in Richmond, Mike Wojtek and Terry Darcy started their own company, making a name for themselves in this quickly growing industry. To stand out, their product comes ready to drink in a can.
We're Confluence Coffee Company, and we started back in April of 2015.
That's Wojtek. He's in charge of sales. His partner, Terry Darcy, is the recipe master.
So I started working at a brewery, and they do a lot of oak-infused aging beers. And so we started, Mike and I started playing around with that with our cold brew, and then it just kind of took off from there.
The National Coffee Association estimates only 15% of coffee drinkers have tried cold brew before. That means that this young and lean Virginia-based company is poised to be a big player in a market full of potential.
We're doing around 500 gallons of production a week, so around a little over 5,000 cans a week, and we distribute that mostly in cans, but we also do kegs.
Confluence Coffee is one of only a handful of companies their size in the region. You can find their cans on shelves from New Jersey to Ohio, even in Whole Foods, says Wojtek.
As a market, people are starting to learn what cold brew is. And they're starting to see kind of the benefits of drinking it and the convenience of drinking it without losing, you know, quality of the coffee.
Contributing to that taste is carefully selected beans from local coffee roasting company Blanchard's.
Okay, I like that one. This is mocha.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was their roasting facility in Richmond where I met Wojtek and Darcy.
And so when we first did that, we were actually adding sugar to it, and we wound up taking it out. We honestly think that the coffee beans that we get from Blanchard's are just phenomenal, and they really don't need any sugar. So we took it out, we infused it with those cocoa nibs.
The two hope to release a different seasonal product every 3 months, beginning this summer with an orange-infused flavor. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.